This is Jim Colby from Vox Urbana, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
Your Thursday is such a crazy, lazy day.
That's right. Another lazy Thursday afternoon here at WGXC.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Ellen. Ellen, by the way, is Ellen Thurston.
And Tom is the famous Thomas DiPietro.
Oh, please. Please. Not well, famous. No, 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 no.
He's semi-famous.
Yes, I'll accept that.
And I'm Jake Ebel. Tune in to the Thursday afternoon show from 4 to 6 p.m. on WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
People have the time.
Okay, good morning. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre. This is Now Boarding the Travel Show with Jim and Dan. We were slightly taken over by Jimmy recounting, I don't know, another steamy night in Thailand. And that is his situation right now. Jimmy, you are probably resting at this point in time as it's the evening, minutes away. Or is it midnight there, or is it 11 p.m.? What time is it in Bangkok?
It is 10 o'clock.
Okay, very good. Yes, and Jimmy, so we have to recap. You just had recently visited the United States once again, and it was a whirlwind tour with you and your fiancé. So that was a three-week period that you were back in the United States. How did it go? You have any surprises, any culture shock? Have you been away for, I don't know, the last time that you were back, it was over a year. I'm sure that Patera, your fiance, had a lot of revelation. What were the big items, Jimmy? Please tell us.
Yeah, no, it was exciting to be back. It has been over a year since the last time I was there. It was absolutely great. Let me just plug in my earphones here.
It was very exciting, and sorry. I owe all of our listeners an apology first. Spada, one of our good friends and one of our former people we've had on the air before, got me into this video game called Fortnite. I was just playing it right before I called it. I expected to die before you ever called. Mm-hmm. I just died. So I'm officially dying. I placed 7th out of 100, so I'm pretty proud of myself. That was the first time I've ever played on my own player. I've only played a few other times. So anyways, apologies. Yes, Dan, getting back to your question, it was over a year since the last time I was back in the U.S. I have to say not much has changed since I think the last time I was back in terms of the U.S.-wise in general. Hudson has changed a bit, and, some things, again, as I mentioned to you, this was the first time that I ever came into Hudson that on my return drive through Warren Street, I didn't see one person that I actually knew. So that was a bit different. As you mentioned, my fiance was, with me as well. So we, she absolutely loved the U.S., I would have loved to have her on the show today, but she has a job and she has to get up in the morning. I still have a few days before I start my next job, so I'm still up and playing video games.
Good. So, Jimmy, that was her first time really within, the Western Hemisphere, right? Within to North America, to South America. You didn't go to South America, but she had never been beyond Asia, correct?
Yeah, correct. The farthest we've ever traveled was to Japan. So that was the farthest trip she traveled before, which is about an 8-hour flight from Bangkok. So yeah, no, this was and you know, we really tried to cover everything. We went to, obviously we were there in Hudson. We were in New York City for a few days. We were in Boston for a few days. We went to a Yankee game. We went to a Yankees at Red Sox at Fenway Park game. We were supposed to go down to Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, you know, it just didn't happen. We crammed a lot into the 3 weeks, and it was a lot for me. I can't even imagine how much it must have been for Patira, who, you know, besides my mom, who she's met, you know, everyone else she's meeting in my family and my friends for the first time. So, you know, really a whirlwind for her. But she loved it. She absolutely loved the U.S., and she's looking forward to going back, hopefully Christmas time. I do have to be a bit careful. I have to make sure that I don't get taxed in the U.S., so I'm actually only allowed back in the U.S. X amount of days. Otherwise, I will be taxed. So we're watching that, but the good thing with the taxes, you're allowed to overlap years, so I'm still riding on the 2017, where I was barely in the U.S. at all.
So, Jimmy, was there anything, any insight that she had, anything that was worth mentioning in terms of her observations of our society, of the places that she saw? I mean, you only scratched the surface, obviously, but as you, or you might argue that she saw everything, being that you went from Disney World to New York City,
right,
to Boston, to Walmart. What was it that she expressed either to you or to her family that you heard, or to anyone in general? What was she shocked by? What was she amazed by? Unfortunately, as you say, she can't be with us. I almost said unfortunately she has a job, but that's a fortunate matter that she does.
Indeed.
And so was there anything that struck you as interesting that she said from it all, or were you not surprised by her observations? What was the most revealing?
No, I mean, yeah, it's difficult for me to – we'll have to have her on the show.
Sure. I mean, you're only a secondary source, and it's unfair for us to you know, take
and
words,
you know,
out of her mouth, but –
Exactly. You know what kind of source I am. So anyways, the one thing I will say, the first thing she commented on when she saw Hudson was, and I think she may have mentioned this to you, so you can back up that this is fact. She said, wow, this place is quite hipster.
Right. I mean, as per capita is, it is much more populated by hipsters than other areas. For good or for bad, I would probably, well, I would argue that there is good and there's bad. But Jimmy, that's neither.
I'm not saying hipsters.
It is here and it is there.
She meant it. I think she meant it as more of a compliment. Maybe I didn't paint the prettiest of pictures of.
So, Jimmy, are you speaking on that item of hipster? Are you? Do you have any kind of traits thereof?
I don't believe so.
You know,
I can't really
comment
on myself.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And Moody, I don't think he is. He's definitely not, which is, that's good. I don't know. I don't think I am either, Jimmy. So that's, yeah. Is that bad or is that good, or is it just entirely unnecessary to touch upon?
I don't know, Dan. I don't think it's a bad thing, but you know, I wouldn't know.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I do have to say, you know, there's creativity far beyond just one group of people, and that is that should be known. And it's not a decree that I'm stating. However, I think that some people believe they have a monopoly on creativity, which is absolutely not the case. And uniqueness,
indeed,
uniqueness is found many times where many people perceive it not. And many times unoriginality is much, much found amongst those who proclaim they are the most original and creative. And that's all that I have to say, Jimmy. Okay, so that was my monologue. Jimmy, let's see. So the first night that you had entered Hudson, had entered Columbia County. You called me up, and my girlfriend and I, as well as you and Patera, had gone out to get something to eat. I think you were drinking, possibly not. But then you had the idea that we should go from there. It was about 9 o'clock on a Sunday night, that we should go and show Patera the monolith, which is, you can say it, Jimmy.
Well, none other than one of the greatest places to visit when you're in the U.S., one of the greatest places in all of the U.S., Walmart.
And during this time period that you were in the United States, you became like a unit of Walmart in some in some manner. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I mean, through my various trips to Walmart, I had to get a SIM card as well. I mean, I think I became a person of Walmart, a Walmartian, as some would say.
But didn't you have like a identity number attached to you? It was like a barcode.
Indeed.
That every time
you
would call me, you would state your barcode number, like Walmart 1,078,326.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've since scanned out. Right before I saw you on the Friday before I left, you know, I started and ended my trip in Walmart, basically. I did scan out that Friday, and they relieved me of my duties, thankfully. But I can't wait to go back, though. I'll be back on this weekend. I'm excited to get back into Walmart and, you know,
so
be a person of Walmart.
It was it turned out to be an eventful visit. It turned out to be a quasi-eventful night. And I was we were recounting it last night, in fact, having some laughs, my girlfriend and I. And that...
Nice.
It was all the there was nothing short of the excitement that you would get from a Walmart. And upon entering, it was fantastic. So we entered and it was just crashing, boom, 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 boom. Jimmy, it was like there was a like the county fair was happening at the same time in Walmart within a tent. They had a jackhammer going off.
Exactly. What I think, you know, and exactly when Dan said bum, 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 what he's talking about is when we walked into Walmart, there was literally someone jackhammering the floor or what we think is the floor. What I think really happened, Dan, in my theory is someone went into the home improvement section. They bought a jackhammer and they were trying to break into something, whether it was the jewelry or, you know, whatever it may be. Maybe I think Dunkin' Donuts was closed at the time, so maybe they were trying to, you know, jackhammer the gate to get into Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know, Dan. But that is my theory. I guess nothing's been in the news, so I guess nothing's confirmed yet. Maybe they don't even know anything happened. Maybe it's something like the inside job or Ocean's 11. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It could have been. And it's swirling with as many theories as UFOs and other unknown mysteries out there. But Jimmy, after we departed Walmart, it was about 10:30 at night or so, and we all hopped in my Volkswagen wagon, and you know we exited the development and we proceeded to go back towards your mother's to drop you off. However, upon making the last turn to the straightaway that was leading right to your mother's neighborhood, we had even more bells and whistles. This time it was with flashing lights, and we had been pulled over, or I had been pulled over.
Oh, that's right. Yes, indeed. Yes. Yep.
And this is one of the other funny items that we were recounting was that when the officer had asked us where we were coming from, I couldn't get words out of my mouth, and it was either my girlfriend or it was you. I don't think it was Patera who said we're coming back from Walmart, and she told me that you couldn't even say that you were that's where you were coming from, and I said I guess I couldn't. I had just I couldn't get it out of my mouth to say, to admit. Now, it's not right, because I like the store, and a few times a year that I do go to buy socks and some other essentials, I actually do like going in there. The convenience that is at hand, the cleanliness, just the amount that is at the availability. And it's not right for me to be so critical of it.
No, it really isn't. To be honest, when we went in there that night, the person who helped us was a very, very big help. Helped me get the symptoms that I needed, the right one. And they were very knowledgeable of what they were talking about.
They were.
So,
they were very well trained.
Really, and just to speak of Walmart in general, you know, you have a beer distributor that I won't name on the air that actually, you know, distributes all these kind of unique beers, blah, 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 so on and so forth. I went in there to get some Asian beer, but the only thing I could really find was Japanese beer. I go into Walmart and they had Tiger beer from Singapore.
How do you like that?
What are the chances?
Yeah.
And it was cheaper. It was cheaper in Walmart than it was in Singapore.
That's fantastic. And that's the magic of the economy of scale, of just mass quantity. You know, it's and that's what they excel upon, their business model. It's just, they have a gigantic inventory. And it's just at that point becomes economy of numbers. Anyway, Jimmy, I'm sure we've had many people change the channel already. They're probably in complete disgust, which is fine. I mean, it's not. I don't blame them for us being our hypercritical selves. But look. The main point is that last episode, you weren't on. Now Boarding had been co-piloted by Mr. Matthew Moody, who delivered a spectacular performance. I mean, he was just – the needle didn't have any movement. It was just boom. When it hit that pure golden point on this scale that I'm looking at right now on the board, and his voice was just, I mean, it was an hour as if it almost was a worship hour just hearing his voice. Now I am I do have to say that you deliver superbly as well, but I just wanted to point out that he was just a force.
And you know, I will point out and take credit for bringing him onto the show initially. It was a year ago. I always thought he would deliver well. He just has a problem that he parties too hard on his Saturdays. I have reached out to him today, and I have gotten no feedback whatsoever. I mean, I know maybe he has a difficult time calculating the first and third Sundays of the month. I don't know. But anyways, unfortunately, the golden voice, the critical element, everything else that we call him, is MIA right now. Hopefully he'll get up and we'll hear from him before the end of our show. But thank you to our good friend Moody for covering for me. Again, apologies that I couldn't be on there. I was actually really looking forward to actually broadcasting with you in studio our last show.
Yeah. You there, Jimmy? Jimmy? Okay, we lost Jimmy for a second. This happened to us with Mr. Moody last episode. He said that he was opening a drink and he didn't want that feature as a sound coming through our program. But Jimmy has been lost to us on the Skype connection. We're going to see if we can bring Jimmy back in. Just bear with us. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre. This is Now Boarding the Travel Show with Jim and Dan. And we are calling Jimmy. We're going to see if we can establish a connection with him once again. Jimmy, are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Not sure what happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think Skype probably cut us off. We were getting too confrontational or perhaps incorrect. I don't know what happened, but
happens to us all the time, Dan, all the time.
So Jimmy, what So if I had to take someone around the U.S. for 3 weeks, I would not choose the destinations that you did. But we're different people.
We are.
What I would have done was definitely taken the given person to a couple cities. But then I would take them into either state parks or national parks or smaller towns and villages. But that's not who you are. You are just boom, bang, bang, crash, or not crash necessarily, but you just want to show the big highlights.
Well, you know, I catered this trip to the person I was going with, my fiance, and you know, she's always had a big thing for Disney and Harry Potter and this and that. So I thought, hey, let's spend a week in Florida again, because this is a trip that, you know, at some point, her and I will likely move permanently to the U.S. I don't think it's going to be in the next couple years, but you know, maybe after that, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, it is possible. So I wanted to make sure that you know, she gets a good feel for it now and gets a good taste, you know, and cater it to what she wanted to see. You know, she really was so excited that we were going to Florida. She loved New York City. She loved Boston. Unfortunately, we didn't get the Dan Coe County tour, but hopefully in the winter time we'll get that with some snow in the background, maybe make a snowman or something. You know, and I apologize, Dan, that we couldn't get that tour in due to my belligerence the last day of my stay there, and trying to catch up with some extra people. And it was a crazy trip, Dan. I tell you, both Patero and I, we got back here Monday morning, and I have to say, thank God to Mumbai Airport and the hotel that they have in the airport. $50. We stayed there for 4 hours. We had a 6-hour layover. We stayed there for 4 hours. Got to sleep for I don't sleep well on planes.
Yeah.
So I got to sleep for a couple hours there. Got to take a shower. And once I got the shower, I was fully refreshed, ready to go. Thank God. I mean, you wouldn't have. I mean, I've never been to India. This is my first time ever in India, although I don't really count it because I was just in the airport. And it was just spectacular. I mean, it makes me wonder, how does JFK still operate the way it does? Mumbai Airport is 10 times better and superb compared to JFK. And not saying I don't know when Mumbai Airport was built. Obviously, probably more recent than JFK. But I mean, free Wi-Fi, everything. I mean, it is a first world airport, and yeah. JFK is not. JFK is completely not. I don't even know if I'd consider it a third world airport.
Jimmy,
and that is a welcome to America. I mean, I've always been really critical of JFK.
What is wrong? I don't understand it. I mean, I do understand that the infrastructure is so difficult to, for the subway system in New York, it's just deplorable. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, it's almost like it's, like a dumpster unit or sites of you know, dumpsters on tracks, the subway cars. It's just horrid. I don't know. I understand that it's difficult for budgetary purposes to revitalize the network. However, it's I can't say how it exists in that state, which it is. And then the like you say, JFK, I don't know, maybe there's a big plan to revitalize it. I'm not sure. I mean you're constantly in the know about airports throughout the world from your frequent traveling and whatnot, and you are doing more research than others upon airports, but do you have any information regarding New York airport revitalization plans or anything in way of that, Jimmy?
My understanding is LaGuardia is making some big moves, and it's going to be very impressive when it's done. I have not flown out of LaGuardia in many, many years. I don't even remember the last time I flew out of there. It has to be at least 7-8 years ago. So my understanding is they're making some big upgrades, and it is going to be quite nice. I know Trump, during his campaign, was always, you know, really also pushing for JFK to really become a first world airport. I don't know if he ever did anything after his campaign talk about that. I don't know if JFK has any plans. I believe they do. And I believe they did even before Trump campaigned for it, but I don't see anything going on. I will tell you this, Dan, and this was one of the most amazing things that I saw during my trip to JFK. And this is why JFK was not a big hassle for me on the way to the U.S. from Bangkok.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why it wasn't, Dan, is because we flew Etihad Airways, and we have – Etihad is a UAE, United Arab Emirates airline based out of Abu Dhabi. It's about an hour drive away from Dubai. So in Abu Dhabi, the United States actually has a Homeland Security office that they do security and immigration right from Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
So literally they stamped our passport entry into the U.S. in Abu Dhabi, in Dubai, mm-hmm. or I'm sorry, in the United Arab Emirates,
and
the UAE.
And this is by American nationals doing this.
Yes, these are American citizens doing this, working for Homeland Security. They must be stationed there. So obviously, they don't just fly there every day, of course. So literally, we went there, we got stamped through, and I'm like, wow. I asked them, so we're going to have to go through this again when we get to JFK, right? And they said, nope, this is it. And I didn't necessarily believe them at first. But when we arrived in JFK, literally I got off the plane and I walked right out with the domestic people departing the plane. There was no security. There was no nothing. I just walked right out into the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And that saved so much time. Because I hear that, you know, one of my friends recently flew from Indonesia to Boston and he had like a 3-hour wait. He's an American citizen. He had a 3-hour wait for immigration just in Boston. So, I mean, I was thinking, you know, myself, I thought I'd get through within 30 to 60 minutes. But my fiance, I figured it'd take her a couple hours to get through since she's a Thai national. But nope, it all got done in Abu Dhabi. And it was about, you know, a 20-minute process because there wasn't that many people flying through. And we didn't check any bags, so they didn't have to go through security with our bags. They just had to, you know, we went through a different security with our carry-on bags. Everyone else there was waiting for their checked bags to clear, and that was a nightmare for them. But you know, we didn't do that. So yeah, just incredible. That is one thing. I don't know. Now I've flown Etihad before. This was probably about 4 years ago. I've flown Etihad before. And at that point, also through Abu Dhabi, they did have the security, but they never had, immigration that I'm aware of. I don't remember ever going through immigration in Abu Dhabi the first time I was there about 4 years ago. So my thinking is it's something they just implemented in the last couple of years. And it really helps, man. Because, man, I mean, just after 20-plus hour flight, sometimes even close to 30 hours, the last thing you want is to wait in a 2-hour, 3-hour, 4-hour immigration line and then have to talk to these people and, you know, you don't even know who you are. How are you going to explain to them why you're there, you know, mm-hmm. with the jet lag and everything else you have going on? So I was very impressed with that. That is one thing. Whoever set that up with the U.S. government, however they did that, that is two thumbs up in my book. Very good job.
Okay. Well, that's great. Good. We're hitting on positives. We began very negative this broadcast, and now, Jimmy, you're turning the page. You're putting the sunshine in the morning and soon to be, well, not soon to be morning at all in Bangkok, but you got another 6 hours or so. Anyway, that's good. You know, that's a whatever can facilitate efficiency and allows people to have more ease, you know, with the transit of travel. It's it makes the entire ordeal that much better. You're tired enough, especially when you're on an extremely long voyage like you and your fiance had been on. That's you know, that definitely translates.
Yeah, the trip back home wasn't so great, but I won't discuss that. And that is specific to JFK Airport. But anyways, we won't get into that. Again, the highlights, I will say, in terms of the actual travel, again, flying through Abu Dhabi, they have Homeland Security in Abu Dhabi. I've meant to search where else they have it. I don't know. But I recommend anyone traveling from, you know, anywhere in Asia going to the U.S., look to see if you can get a connection. You're most likely going to fly a connection. See if you can get one or even a one-way that you're going to go through one of those countries that has the similar thing as Abu Dhabi, where they have Homeland Security in the actual country, and you actually go through it before you get to the U.S. Another thing that I will say is, on our way back, we had a 29-hour flight, and again, I mean, it's not one flight; it was three flights. It was a 12-hour flight from JFK to Abu Dhabi, a 3.5-hour flight from Abu Dhabi to Mumbai, and then a 4-hour and 10-minute flight from Mumbai to.
How do you recover from that? How do you recover from that? The average person and their ability to just get enough rest. How much rest is necessary after 29 hours in the air?
On the whole flight, on all of those 29 combined hours, I slept for about an hour on the plane.
Right.
I slept, honestly, once I got to the hotel, I only slept for about an hour. This is in Mumbai, in the airport hotel. I only slept for about an hour, to be honest. I just kind of couldn't sleep, but at least I could just relax and just lay flat on a bed and just be comfortable for, you know, a couple hours, which mm-hmm. was the biggest thing. And again, credit to Mumbai. That was the second thing I was going to say. Really, a Mumbai airport is superb. I was very impressed.
Okay. You cannot say Mumbai anymore, okay? I'm putting a stop.
Mumbai. Okay, anyways.
Now, Mumbai had previously been known in much of the world as Bombay, correct? Like the Bombay Sapphire Company? Bombay Liquor?
I know Bombay Sapphire, of course.
Right? Mumbai, the same, I believe, all the same, right? Bombay, Mumbai.
I can hear you typing and looking this up, Dan.
Well, I'm quite sure it's the same. As Bombay. Okay, very good. Look, that was one of my first fact checks that I've ever done, Jimmy. So, we have to remain on this good path of just being very alert in terms
integrity
of our facts.
Integrity and credibility.
Because there's been one or two times where you've mentioned something that was completely false, and there might have been half a time where I mentioned a falsehood.
Well, all my information comes from – I always fact-check myself. I have a computer in front of me on every show, so I don't know how many false things I actually would have said.
Okay.
Unless it's in a joking fashion, which, of course, you know, they are by the dozen. Anyways, yes, Dan, it does appear that Bombay – is the former name of Mumbai. I'll have to check if that's also where Bombay Sapphire, the gin, came from, because that would just be incredible. You asked me how you get over something like a 30-hour trip with minimal sleep. And actually, it was actually a door-to-door by the time from when we left Hudson, New York, to when we arrived back at our apartment in Bangkok. It was 36 hours.
Okay, but how do you recover?
We got back here at 8 in the morning. I took a nap at 9 a.m. I was going to try to stay up till 6 p.m. I took a nap at 9 a.m. with my fiance. We didn't wake up till 10 a.m. the next day. We slept for 13 hours, Dan. And yeah, we woke up maybe once or twice, but we went right back to bed.
Yeah.
Even then, I was up. Then I had to go for my medical for my work permit.
Mm-hmm.
We got back Monday, just last Monday. I had to go for my work, my medical for my work permit on Wednesday, and that was just like, you know, I'm like a zombie in there, and they're like, "What's wrong with you?" And I'm like, "I think I'm a bit jet lagged." But hey, Dan, I had to go through the normal screenings, HIV, syphilis, mm-hmm. still negative. Thank the Lord. But also, you know, I went through the TB test, tuberculosis, and I know, and you're probably familiar with the needle test where you get a reaction if you have it. But actually, and this is even from when I was in Singapore, actually how they detect it here is through the chest x-ray. So I had a chest x-ray. All of my organs are in line. My heart is not enlarged yet. My liver looked quite good. Everything, which was just like, you know, awesome. That was great news to myself. You know, I did pass the medical.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's good. But just checking out my liver there on the extra, I'm like, yeah, nice.
Okay. All right. Very good. Jimmy, we'll get back to your trip to the United States and other projections and thoughts therein. But I have to mention yesterday, my girlfriend and I, we took a walk at one of the Land Conservancy locations within Columbia County, and it was at the High Falls Nature Trail right outside of Philmont, right beneath Philmont, where the reservoir and at the beginning of the Agawamic Creek is, which is High Falls. It's this quite impressive, and probably I'm not sure how high the fall is. It's got to be at least 90 to 100 feet high, and mm-hmm. the amount of water that we had gone in the past 2 days or so, just coming off the Taconics and going into Philmont and then going to drop from the falls, was just enormous. The creeks were just gushing, and the waterfall was just, it was a forest, Jimmy. If anyone who's listening to our program lives within the two counties or beyond and would ever like to visit, quite a nice walk, and might even have time this afternoon to go on a walk, I highly recommend the High Falls Nature Walk, Nature Trail, which is right beneath Philmont. And you might be impressed, as we were.
Can you jump from any cliffs there or anything, Dan, or no?
You certainly can jump, Jimmy. I don't think that you're going to be...
Okay, so no, you'll be walking out. The answer is no. Don't tell people this, Dan. I asked it in a way like, you know, can you jump for fun and survive?
Now, for liability purposes, the Conservancy does have a plaque that says swimming is prohibited at the base of the falls and within the creek and upon the grounds.
You can't even swim there either. Okay.
Yeah. But to take it all in just for a walk, I had gone in with just complete aches and pains from work from the previous week, just bunching my nerves and right below my neck and right at the top of my back. Jimmy, halfway through the walk, with the water glistening down the trails, and the lushness of just complete vernal summer in the northeast of the United States, just abundantly surrounding us, the clarity of the air after the humidity had broken, and just the roaring thunder of the water gushing from the series of falls, and all around us, just pure nature.
Are you reading off a piece of paper, Dan, that you're writing a book from, or are you? This is off the.
No, it's off
the top. What?
Off, rolling right off my tongue. Wow. So anyway, I'm reading, from a passage from an author by the name of James Hoffman. Oh, yeah, edited by Matthew Moody. Yes. Anyway, that's why it's so good.
I did the editor. Let me clarify. I did not think you were plagiarizing these words. I just thought that, you know, maybe you. Because you are, I mean, you could be a book writer. You are very down right to the very detail. You're
all
very
right,
detailed.
Jimmy, midway through the walk, amidst all of this, my pain went away. I did not have any more pain. It was just as if the energy, and I'm not someone who is into holistic, if that's the term, or... you know, an organic approach of medicine. I don't believe I hate taking any pill, Jimmy. I cannot stand taking any pill, even if it's Tylenol. I might have had one last year, and I don't know how many. Thank God. Thank God I'm healthy and I don't need that. I know that many people have the same mind thoughts as I do in regards to medication consumption thereof, and I know that given time in your life you might much need them, or as you age you're going to have to more times have to consume them, but I avoid pills as if it is a religion to me.
Dan, I'm the same way, man. I have to have, like, you know, a so high fever that, you know, I'm just, like, scared that I, you know, and I might die from fever that I have to take the Tylenol, Panadol here.
And you know what?
And get it to go away.
And some people, they just rely on the pills, and it's sad.
No, exactly. Some people like the first thing. I think I might be getting sick. Boom, they pop the pill. And I'm like, that's, you know, eventually I would assume
it destroys your immune system. It destroys greater society.
As you take more of these pills, I mean, you become immune to the pills. They don't work.
And then, and when you have not taken a pill, when your body is not does not know and has not adjusted to those pills, if you do seriously need to take one, the potency is just enormous, and it acts so quickly when you do consume that pill. But anyway, exactly. Jimmy, my pill was the air. It was the streams. It was the mountain. It was just in that entire relaxed state. It was with my girlfriend. I mean, that's what it was, Jimmy. And as I said, I no longer had pain. And it was as if the energy just entirely took it away. It was like when Michael Clark Duncan from the Green Mile. I don't know if you remember the movie.
Of course, absolutely.
So for listeners who are not familiar with my reference, Michael Clark Duncan is a prisoner circa 1930s in the deep south of the United States, correct? Right?
It's been a long time since, it's probably been 10 years since I've seen the movie, but you know, I remember the...
But somewhere in the deep south, or Kentucky, or somewhere...
It was a great movie, I remember that.
And he has overalls as if he has the garb of a chain gang member working the chain gang, and he's imprisoned, I don't know rightfully or wrongfully, but... He's quite the presents himself as a good man in all intents, and he has this gift. He has a power that is taking away someone's ailments by way of him simply absorbing them, by way of him contacting, physically touching, or whatnot the person. Right, Jimmy?
Yes.
And I remember it's as if. He takes their illness, and then the illness is it's within him for just a very short moment of time, and then he can exhale, and out from his breath is this complete torrid of like insects and whatnot, you know, like this evil. It's it depicts, like, you know, something that is just purely evil that is exiting his body, which is that's how I felt that that it was yesterday, Jimmy, that it was from my vertebrae. If I had my skin cells, my pores were opening up, and out from them were being released all of that pure just evil, which was the pain.
That's incredible, Dan. Absolutely incredible. And can't say it's ever happened to me, but I can't say I've been on many of those walks in the last 20 years. So,
and Jimmy, I'm not. I don't. It's powerful, you know? I mean, there is healing in physical motion, and there's healing in the environment. And that's not a consideration that is as prevalent as what should be in our society. I know that, you know, some people hold that belief to be constant and to be absolutely that which I say, and they take it to an extreme. However, I think it'd be healthy, and it would be beneficial for more people if they did access some, you know, more of the environment.
No, I have to be honest, Dan. I'm actually looking to, you know, as I'm starting my new job in just a few days, and you know, the 4 month vacation. Although I was doing some work for various, you know, very various organizations, and I was actually quite busy, but I wasn't getting paid. I wasn't, you know, I could basically do whatever I want. So my lifestyle for the past 4 months has been really quite unhealthy. Lots of food, lots of alcohol, lots of sitting on my ass doing nothing. So I, you know, I am also, you know, this is like the last couple of days of that. And really, tomorrow is the last day. There are a couple of people are throwing me a little welcome party to Thailand, although it's a bit late, but nonetheless, looking forward to it.
Still good.
After that, yeah, absolutely, 100%. So after that, these are European American citizens who have been in Thailand. I think most of them have been here for over 20 years now. I don't know any of them who've been here under.
So are they work within Thailand, or they're retired ex? Okay.
A little bit of both. I think they've all worked here at one point. I don't know if some of them might be retired now.
Okay.
So anyways, I have this little thing going on tomorrow, but that's really the last like hoorah. And then I really have to get down to it, you know, and get back to the way I was, I would say more like 6 to 12 months ago. Not even, you know, before I left my job, because even when I left my job, yeah, it was a farewell tour of Singapore as well, which was, you know, a 3 month thing. So I mean, really, I haven't been really healthy since the probably February, end of January, February, where I went over 3 weeks without a sip of alcohol and ate healthy for 3 weeks. Didn't exercise or anything then, but you know, at least I was eating healthy and not drinking alcohol.
Jimmy, you should really just begin by you know, taking a couple walks, you know, 100 feet at a time.
So I have walked a lot. That's I actually have done a lot of walking, even when we've gone on vacations. And, you know, hey, you met Patira. She's obviously much more young and agile than myself. I have got her to the point where she's like, no, I don't want to walk anymore, and I'm ready to keep going. So I do actually like walking.
Is she walking and you're on a Segway? I just don't find that possible.
No. She's walking. I'm on usually a skateboard. She's pulling me. No, Dan. No, I'm walking.
You can't balance on a skateboard.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. I'm on my rollerblades. She's pulling. Okay.
That's great. That's great.
The two and two rollerblades.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's the one line. The two and two.
So you know, really Moody is funny, but I think you got him. I think with that one joke, you just hit it out of the park, Jimmy. You just, I mean, if I had to rate last episode to this episode, previously to your statements there, I would have said Moody won. But you just surpassed him with that one joke in itself.
The thing is, I wasn't even joking. I was just being realistic. But thank you, Dan, for just pointing out how hilarious portions of my life are.
He could come on any time to the program and challenge what I just said. Jimmy? Is he going to?
He has not gotten my message yet. The last time he was active on Facebook is 5 hours ago. So I send him messages. He's not responded. So I think he won't be on today.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So he did. I won't mention what he did. It was one of the slight bad moments that we had on last episode.
You'll have to bring it up next time he's on the
air. Yeah, I will.
All of us.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my next point, Dan. Actually, it is possible that I could be in studio for our next show.
Yeah, that's very good.
That will be September 1st, I believe.
Okay, Labor Day weekend.
Nope, September 2nd.
Yeah.
So it is
possible. That's fantastic. I am looking forward to Labor Day weekend. It's only 2 weeks away. Yes. Speaking of labor, Jimmy, I was recently reading an article on BBC about South Korea mandating, by way of government policy, a happiness scheme for their citizens. And that is obviously to combat what is, I believe, in the developing world, the highest suicide-rated country within the world, and one of the most industrious of populations of a country within the world is South Korea. However, by way of their success and their industriousness, they have compromised an extent of their happiness. And there's new policies that are being introduced by the current administration, which is targeting for happiness to be measured and to be more prevalent within South Korea. And one of the reform measures is to reduce the working hours of a given person, not to exceed 52 hours a week. Right now, it's 68 hours a week a given employee, a given person can work up to within a week. And the new reforms would potentially imprison an employer who makes some employee work beyond those 52 hours. Now, that's entirely ridiculous to have that as a consequence. The freedom is not is absolutely not there. However, I do realize that the excessive workload and the excessive amount of working per week, it tolls on someone, and it does absolutely reduce their ability to take in what's about them, you know, the other details of life.
Well, and, Dan, I mean, how many hours did you work last week? Let's start there.
Yeah, it's definitely beyond 68, Jimmy, but, you know, I'm working for the hours you don't. So, you know, we got to balance out somewhere.
Well, that'll be changing.
But, Jimmy, soon. I mean, when you were, you know, when you were thriving in Singapore, what was your average week? How many hours were you putting in?
So the minimum full-time for Singapore, I think, is 42 and a half hours. I was putting, but I'm working, you know, business development, so I'm working all hours of the day at times. I would say I was probably working anywhere from 40 to 60 hours a week. There would be weeks I would just work, you know, 42 and a half, you know, 42 and a half to 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
I would say on average. But I'll just tell you that I just signed my employment contract earlier this week with a staffing agency, and you know, all it says is I can't work over 6 days a week.
Sure.
There's no hour. I have no hours. I have nothing. It's just 6 hours. Can't work more than 6 days a week. You can't work more than, I forget how many hours is a day. I think it's like 10 or something. But of course I will. But it's just part of the job. But you know, a lot of, I mean, my jobs, I enjoy it, so it's fun for the most part. Mm-hmm. Not always, but no job is always fun. You know, in terms of this job, I'm really looking forward to it because I'm going to get to travel all over the place, many countries I've never been, and interact with many cultures I've never interacted with. So I'm quite looking forward to it. It's kind of my dream job. So I can't wait to get started. Me, I can't wait to get back into it, Dan. I gotta be honest. But Patira, she obviously just started her first job, and literally she went for an interview last Thursday. She came out of the interview like really upset. Like, she's like, no, I did a terrible job. It's not. I'm like, Patira, I think you got the job. I bet. Just wait. 2 hours later, she gets a call. She got the job. She had to start working the next day.
Wow.
That's how quick it was.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Tomorrow. Congratulations to her.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations to her. I will pass that on. Now she's into it. This is going to be her first full week of a full-time job in her life.
Wow. And,
yeah.
Do you remember those days, Jimmy? Those days are far away.
Well, yeah, 12 years
when
for me.
Little Jimmy, you know, was just idle time is the devil's time. That's an old saying. I think it was popularized back in early New England with the Puritans, but definitely idle time was Jimmy's time. It's interchangeable. Idle time is the devil's time. Idle time is Jimmy's time. You know, just do that as like an incantation. And so you would just terrorize the neighborhood and whatnot when you weren't working. So we don't want you to go back to those days.
No, ever since I've been working, I've been pretty much okay. I think it was before, you know, when I was a teenager, before I started working, you know, 10 through maybe 16-ish, 17 maybe. No, I never really, you know, you talk to my neighbors, they all liked me in the end.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. So, Jimmy, that's, as I was saying, if someone were visiting the United States for the first time, I would take them on a couple walks and, you know, perhaps go further into country than as opposed to cities.
Yeah, but I mean,
I definitely would go to cities as well. Certainly.
We did do a lot of walking through Boston, a lot of walking through New York City. I think there's more we could have actually done around Hudson and Columbia County, but you know we're coming back likely for Christmas, so I didn't you know, I know at that time we'll have, you know, we won't be going to New York City really. Maybe we'll go see the Christmas tree one day, but you know, other than that, we won't be traveling all around like we did this time. This time was more for, you know, Patera to say, hey, how this is all the different aspects of the East Coast of the U.S. for the most part, not all of them, obviously. But
no way.
This is a good, yeah. a good preview of it. How do you like it? You know, is this something that you could consider moving to in a few years?
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, instead of just jumping and say, hey, Patera, we're moving to the U.S. tomorrow, which, you know, at one point we thought we were going to do about a year ago. But you know, luckily, you know, things have worked out where we can stay here a little longer and, you know, kind of go with it.
Good. Good. Yeah. Well, Jimmy, look, you return in 2 weeks, right? Or next weekend you return back to the United States.
Exactly. Yeah. One week from today, I'll be there.
Everyone thought the storm was over and now, it's, you know, the second bout.
The second wave.
And who's going to be the victim this time? Which setting?
Place? Don't say it. There's a reason why. Do not say it. Literally don't.
Okay.
I cannot comment at this time due to legal reasons.
Okay.
Not negative legal reasons, but things I've signed that will
constraints. Yeah. Okay, very good. Very good. We're not exactly going
but
to.
But I do hope that I can get back to New York at some point during my trip, hopefully Labor Day weekend, and catch up with you. I don't think you want to give me the Columbia County tour without Patera, but you know, hopefully we can grab a few pints and say hello and spend a little bit more time together. I wish I could have spent a little bit more time with you when I was there the last trip.
That's okay, Jimmy. We'll make good on something that's worthwhile.
Yeah, at least maybe we get out to the farmhouse, your farmhouse, and you can give me the grand tour of that, and you know, we can pull out the lights that I gave you a while ago in the can jam and play a little for, you know, old time's sake.
Okay, very good. yes, so, Jimmy, any other items that you want to mention on now boarding the travel show, WGXC 90.7 FM? Is there anything that – go ahead.
I'll try to get Patera on the show next time so she can give you her take. But the only other thing I would say is I would not recommend ever taking the boat bus. For anyone who knows what the boat bus is, and if you want to find out why, listen to our next show and I'll give you all the details.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. So we're wrapping up.
Dan, there's one more thing before we end, because it wouldn't be a show with me if I didn't say, everyone come with me, everyone listening, let's just think about it. Let's open the gates today right under Dan's feet. Let's open the gates and let's do it. Okay, Dan, I'm out. Thank you.
No, Jimmy, we have 2 more minutes, okay?
I'm not really out. I'm just, just wanted to get that.
Wow. Jeez. You would have been like, I don't know what it is. I mean, Moody doesn't show up. You want to cut short the show with me just having to take the boat into harbor, harbor.
This is incredible. I say open the gates, so I figured you want me off the show at this point. And I only gave you 2 minutes that you'd have to, you know, talk by yourself. But you know, I wasn't letting you go anyway. I'm still on the line. Obviously, we usually have a quick conversation after the show, so I was going to stay on for that part anyway.
I see. Yeah. No. Thank God your want to have the gates open has not occurred, and I don't think you have the power to do that. But
you'd be surprised.
Jimmy, everyone is. I hope everyone smiles today. Everyone relaxes. Everyone can have some sort of ailment just freed from themselves, as I did yesterday on that walk. Yeah,
you know, I realized, Dan, I never saw the Mothman when we were there.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been great having the Mulf in the studio, and whatever that we've, anytime that we've ever said something that could be taken as ill upon someone, it's never that. We never mean ill to anyone who contributes with us, Jimmy. It's all just in good humor. I mean, it's just to stimulate more conversation and just to have, you know, a little more excitement. We appreciate his contributions and he himself so much. He's a he's an incredible source.
Hopefully, I'll get to run into him next time.
Yeah,
in Hudson, maybe even in 2 weeks.
5 seconds.